Hey, what's going on, everybody? You know who it is. It's the Johnny Nomad. And, man, so much has happened in the past couple of days. So, last Wednesday, my son, my eldest son, he's 21, and he contracted COVID. That's right. He has contracted COVID. He is fine. He has lost his taste, sense of smell. That's really about it. He's quarantining as you speak. He actually lives between two homes, my home and his mom's as well. He's kind of a permanent resident of both. Goes to school on my side of town, but then he works on his mother's side of town, which is an hour away. And so he wound up not feeling well. And I have a testing site literally down the street from me, a free testing site here in Atlanta and Sandy Springs. And he went to go get tested, and he has results that Friday, and he wound up having COVID, testing positive for COVID. So everyone in this household has been tested, so we are okay. And everyone in his mom's household has also been tested, and his stepdad wound up having COVID as well. So they're both quarantining over there. He won't be coming back for a number of weeks, about 14 days, plus at home to get checked twice more before he comes back home to ensure that none of us get infected as well. Here, we want to make sure that he is 100% safe, so then no one will, you know, get ill by any chance. This virus really doesn't discriminate. And, you know, I lost my uncle a couple months ago, literally 2 months ago, from COVID up in the Bronx. And so this is kind of, you know, hitting close to home. You know, within a couple months, losing my uncle, and then my son contracting it. And it's worrisome. And you start thinking, like, you know, then you see people out there who think it's a hoax for some odd reason, or they don't want to wear a mask, or, you know, they think you're a sheep. And it affects everyone differently. You know what I'm saying? To my uncle who passed, to my son who just lost his sense of taste and smell. And there isn't no telling who does it affect that particular way, right? You know, he's 20, I say he's 21, he's young, he's healthy, he's in good shape, you know, so definitely he has, you know, the better odds. I'm middle-aged, I'm 42, about to be 43 in January coming up, and, you know, I'm not totally healthy, you know, I can definitely be a lot healthier, I'm definitely obese, you know what I'm saying, I could definitely lose a lot of weight, which I'm definitely talking about another podcast, what I'm going to be doing, but, you know, it's crazy because right now, you know, it's very heightened. It's the holidays. You know, this week is Thanksgiving. And, you know, people are getting COVID tests to travel. And for me, this is going to be weird because my other son, who also lives with his mom as well, now my two boys are not going to be able to come for Thanksgiving, which that was the plan. They were supposed to be here for Thanksgiving. They are here every single year for Thanksgiving. And this is the first year we're not going to be spending Thanksgiving together because he contracted COVID, and I'm waiting for the results from my other son to see if he has COVID and also if his mom has COVID. And so Thanksgiving's going to be with me, my wife, and my three little ones. And it's going to be kind of quiet, you know what I'm saying? We are still cooking, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, so we got the pending. I bought it today. I got a 22-pound turkey thinking we're going to have more people. We're making rice gandules, making stuffed shells, making mac and cheese, making candied yams. We're going to have some cheesecake pies. Wife has made coquito and already drank it, so she's going to make some more. And it's just a matter of, you know, man, it's really messing, really fucking with the holidays. And so, you know, we're going to make the most of it. Still going to enjoy ourselves, try to maybe have a FaceTime type of Thanksgiving. And, you know, and just make the most of it at this point, you know? So, there's nothing else that we can really do, you know, or really implement, or because we've been cautious. We really have been, you know. We've really just been, you know, make sure we wear a mask, ensuring that we wash our hands, limit our time out in the public. You know, we do go out, you know, as far as, you know, shopping and getting necessities. Restaurants. I wasn't an avid a restaurant attendee anyway before COVID, so we went to a restaurant because maybe it was our anniversary or something, but it wasn't. If you hear my dog in the background, he's annoying right now. So, Dolce, you want to come and join me, or you just want to sit there and cry? Let's come over here, brother. So, you know, COVID right now, it's, you know, like I said, with the restaurant thing, we really went out. If it was like, you know, maybe anniversary or something, and I really wasn't big on eating out. I've always been a kind of worried about people spitting in my food or who makes my food. And if I can't see the kitchen, that does always mess with me. I think my mother's fault. She put that in me. Like, I would never eat no one's home either. My mother was weird. She never let me eat no one's home. So I usually, I cook, you know, so I make everything here anyway. And that's really it. So I just cook, and everyone likes my cooking, so I just keep continuing to cook. Do I want to support the restaurants? I'll go ahead and order from them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need to sit at their establishment. I can definitely order from them. You know, like I said, we just really weren't avid restaurant attendees before COVID. You know, we were definitely more of a home cooked meal type of family. So, you know, we don't do fast food. I'm obese, but we don't do fast food, stuff like that. You know, obviously lack of exercise is an issue. But other than that, you know, we're pretty much stable here. The three little ones are, you know, in great shape. You know, so they're actually being homeschooled because of COVID. The virtual learning. And we did have an option to send them back to school, and we waited. And I'm glad we did wait, because they wound up having a couple of cases at their schools. So it made no sense to send them, to bring them back, to send them back. I don't really want to disturb their learning process. And honestly, they seem to be just doing fine. You know, I think the parents are the ones who have issues with, you know, virtual learning, because my kids, I know, my kids are brand new. You know, they have 8-year-old twins and 12-year-olds, so they're fairly brand new, right? So they've been born and been touching touch screens and doing things on YouTube or, you know, on apps. So them using Zoom to learn with isn't foreign to them. They're really comfortable. And actually, you know, we just got an assessment for the twins. They're in second grade, and their reading and math scores actually went up compared to last year. So it's working for my kids. I'm not sure about your kid, but, you know, my wife did a fantastic job of changing over our dining room into a classroom. You know, and the kids, my daughter, my older daughter, she's 12. We have her kind of on a flex type of, you know, warm seat kind of workstation, to where she can sit anywhere she wants to, where she wants to feel comfortable at in the house to work, you know, to do school from. And she chooses daily, like, you know, where she wants to sit, where she's more comfortable. And she seems to be thriving that way. I'm not saying, you know, it's going to replace that engagement piece. That's, you know, that's a different conversation. But as far as learning right now, they're doing fine. I do want to get them back into martial arts. You know, my daughters especially want to go back to jiu-jitsu. Don't think I'm there yet with jiu-jitsu, because, you know, people are sweating on top of each other and things like that. So we're holding off on that. I am thinking about maybe taekwondo. But we have to see, right? So we're easing ourselves back into the world there. And I have friends across the country. And some of our friends are kind of kids and out there, and they're doing things. And I'm not sure what their state protocols are. I'm not sure what their state, you know, if they're red zone or not. Right now, I don't know. I think the whole country's red. But everyone's different. Everyone's acting different. And because of the death of my uncle and then my son contracting COVID, we're being extra cautious, We just have to be. You know, so it's not a thing that we're scared. Like I said, we will go out if we have to and do things we have to do. Of course, we're a face mask doing it. We got to go shopping. Yeah, we'll go shopping and pick things up. But even then, my lifestyle has always been kind of a digital one anyway. Like, you know, I stopped using cable TV like almost a decade ago. I was already, you know, finding content online before there was really content online. My kids hated me for that. But to this day, they always tell me, "Dad, you're ahead of your time. Like, you knew the direction it was going." And I started ordering stuff from catalogs for years. My mother used to order through Sears and Finger Hut. You know what I'm saying? And so things like that, you know, my mother taught me how to just order things and get it in the mail. So I never liked the whole browsing in a mall, and I never found enjoyment in that. That wasn't my type of thing. So if I could just get what I need, get what I want, that one or two things, and be done and continue on my day doing what I want to do, like doing this podcast, that's what I want to do. I don't like just wasting my time roaming around a mall that doesn't excite me. Movies, man. The same thing with movies. I would just fall asleep in a movie theater, so I waste a lot of money going to movies. My wife would be pissed because I would just fall out during the trailers. And I wake up probably midway through the movie and then fall back to sleep. And I'd say, hey, if it doesn't grab my attention, then the movie sucked. So I'd rather just watch movies at home and enjoy, you know, enjoy myself at home. I like the setup that I have. I have a nice big screen TV. I have a surround system. Looks great. I'm at home, so I'm cozy. I can just fall asleep right on my couch the way it should be. But back to this COVID thing, like I said, which everything kind of ties in. Folks, just be careful. And you don't have to agree with me or anything like this. You know, that's not the whole point of this podcast. Today's episode is really about just making you guys aware of what's going on with me, you know, what's happening right now. And what I can ask is that you be considerate of the person or persons that's going to be around you. If your job has a protocol wearing a mask and you refuse to do it, you don't know if you're asymptomatic. You don't know if that person next to you, you know, can afford to catch the virus because they have underlying conditions, which you shouldn't know because it's none of your fucking business, right? And this is where, you know, I get pissed off at how people don't think of those things, or they call it a hoax or a ploy. Listen, let me tell you something. There's never been one time on this planet that every single living leader on the planet agreed on any one thing. And you're going to tell me that every leader on the planet agreed to shut down the economies, to, you know, destroy the potential of their government and country over a virus, and they agreed on this? You're stopping money going to their pockets. Nobody wants the economies around the world to stop. That means money's not flowing. That means people are not making money, getting rich, right? So no one wants that to happen. But you have all these conspiracy theorists, and you have to be careful what you read online and what you get your information sources from. And nowadays, you do have to almost study like any topic that you want to try to get into or find out more of, because you got to go to several news outlets, whether it's, you know, actually looking at the news on TV to actually reading the news via articles or different sources online to speaking to friends, you know, and then really filtering through all that to try to get the necessary factual information. And right now, from what I've researched, COVID is crazy ass contagious. I think that's what people bug the fuck out. They keep on comparing it to the flu. And they're comparing the symptoms and stuff like that of, hey, you know, you might catch a cold. My son lost his sense of taste, and that's it. When my uncle passed away, he's gone. He's not coming back. And what people are not really comprehending and putting their heads around is that it's contagious. It's more contagious than the flu. So the flu could be contacted one-on-one, where corona, or Rona as we know it, you can spread it across the room. And multiple persons can be infected by it. And think about it this way, if that does happen, if you have a, let's say you're at work and you have a department, let's say you're in one department, your department is in charge of financing, let's say, and then, or HR, and you have 15 people in the department and 10 people get sick with corona, they're going to have 5 people working in that department. It's going to be harder for those businesses to really do their, to do work, to do work efficiently and get things done. Because now their staff is out for not 1 but 2 weeks. Maybe more, depending on the person that's gotten infected, if they have underlying conditions, and if they get, you know, and if the infection hits them in a different way, more damaging than the next. That's what people are not really understanding, is how much how contagious it is. And that's huge to really comprehend. That it's bugged the fuck out. Like, no, this is new. You know, at the beginning, I know mad people were fucking nervous. Me, people didn't know the fucking end of the world. To now, we're like, oh, fuck that. I'm going outside. I'm doing my fucking thing. And then you catch it. You're saying, yo, it is what it is. It's not. Because you're endangering other people. You're not thinking about your fellow countrymen. And if we're all going to be fucking Americans, that's what we got to fucking think about. We got to think about our fellow countrymen. So when I see your grandmother or your mother in Aldi shopping, and I don't want to wear a fucking mask and still sneeze and cough and spray whatever the fuck's out of my mouth, they get sick and they die. What the fuck then? What you going to say? What you going to do? It's their fucking fault that they're fucking old? You know, this is not the first virus that's happened. And that sure as hell is not going to be the last. And how we work and deploy as a country to get rid of this virus is what we're really going to determine how patriotic we are. Being patriots. This is beyond politics. This is not political. For some people, it's a fucking death sentence. I'm going to say that again. For some people, it's a fucking death sentence. And you, for some reason, you people cannot get that through your thick fucking skull. I'm tired of seeing people. And it's, listen, and it's not just one type of person or race. As I'm out there, it's just stupid fucking people all the way around. There's mad people of all races that's not fucking wearing masks out there. So let's not bring race into this, because not. What I've seen is just dumbass people not wearing fucking masks. Some people forget them, so they have to go back to the car. So that can become an inconvenience. Now you're having, you know, your mask in your car or on you. I got so many damn masks at home. At first, we couldn't find a goddamn mask. Now I have an abundance of masks every freaking wear. Making sure we freaking wash them and everything, and, you know, constantly, buying new ones and stuff to make sure we have enough for just not us, but the kids. But again, like, how important is being a patriot to you? Think about the other person. You can still not believe it's real. The same way some people don't believe there's God. But what happens then, right? What you gonna do? You can't convince everybody. And since we are the United States of America, we have laws and we have freedom. And people say, you're not gonna oppress my freedom. I don't wanna wear a mask, even though I can kill somebody. That just boggles my fucking mind. It just really fucking boggles my mind. The lack of empathy you may have for someone that potentially you can kill. Because you don't know if you have it or not. You don't know if you're asymptomatic or not. So, it's crazy. Oh, yeah. It is crazy. You know, before I got the test done, we had to separate ourselves, me and my wife. It was insane that we had to do that. That we had to literally just, like, you know, put ourselves in different rooms and to be cautious, because we can't afford for both of us to get sick. Who's gonna take care of the kids? Right? Think about that. And as a parent, you have to think about that, because who is going to take care of your kids when you're both ill? You know, like I said, me and my wife are both obese. You know, we're not, hey, I'm trying to do a podcast here, brother. Okay? Thank you. And, Dolce. Please. You know, so, you know, we have to be thinking about, Dolce, shh, come here. Come here now. Shut. You know, we have to really think about that, and so we separated right away. You know, so the good thing, we have extra rooms here, and we were able to separate. Been weird FaceTiming each other in the same damn house, but these are actions that we had to take. Those are things you have to start thinking of. And hey, it's just part of life, isn't it? For right now, it's definitely part of life. For right now, and this is where you have to come to terms with it. And have some forward thinking. Because if you don't, then come on, you're supposed to protect your family at all costs, no matter what. And if both parents get ill, you know, I don't have the luxury of having nearby grandparents. You know, I don't have the luxury of having siblings around. So you know, we really are by ourselves here. So we really had to take care of each other, be very cautious about everything. And this was something we had to be very cautious about. So, you know. But I definitely do challenge you guys, to your friends, your families, even yourself. If you're someone who's listening and you're someone who doesn't like to wear a mask and refuse to wear a mask, just think about other people. Think about people like myself or families like myself, to where, you know, you may get someone sick yourself. You may be asymptomatic. Just food for thought. Just be a patriot. Be kind. Be human. Love your fellow neighbor. That's all I can ask. It's not about politics. It's not about trying to control someone. It's about the whole world is infected. The world. And all you keep on saying, and all you're seeing is news about America, then go to worldly news websites and find information. It's out there. Other countries are doing just as bad as we are. It's a worldly thing. It's not exclusive just to America. So, with that, guys, I'm out. Peace.